Thank you for listening to the Family Life Podcast. For more great content, visit thefamilylife.org. We hope you are blessed by today's message and will be encouraged to share it with someone you know.
2 Timothy 2 and 9 says, "Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound." Throughout the book of 2 Timothy, there's a tension that we also see throughout the rest of Scripture, a tension between things that were in the past, things that will be in the future, and things that are now. Paul writes to Timothy and tells him to remember the foundations of his calling, to remember how he was saved and how he was turned unto the gospel of Jesus Christ, how God at that time there filled him with the Holy Ghost. The Bible would say that God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. He says, then there at that time, you were also given prophecy concerning your ministry and concerning your calling. He says, therefore, Timothy, remember those things and stir up the gift of God, which is within you. He says, for he who started a good work in you is also going to finish it. But likewise, Paul speaks about those things which are to come. He tells Timothy, he says that there's laid up for me now, as I'm ready now to breathe my last, as I'm ready now to see my Maker, there's laid up for me in heaven a crown of glory and of righteousness. He says, not just for me, but for everyone who is looking and loves the appearing of the Lord. I would like to remind you today on this Sunday morning that you would be encouraged by the fact that we are not from here, as it were. We are citizens of another city, of another place. We are citizens of a godly city. And the scripture says that as many are of faith, look for that city whose maker is God, whose foundation is God. Amen. We look for a city whose maker is God. We're looking unto that city, and I am eagerly anticipating the city which is to come. So Paul reminds Timothy of the power that was in his past and the glory that's going to be in his future, that's secure, that's promised. But in between those two theirs, there in the past and there in the future, there's here. And in the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, Paul makes it clear that here there'll be trouble, and here there'll be pain, here there'll be sickness, here there'll be difficulty and strife. In fact, Paul writes to Timothy in the midst of house arrest. He writes to Timothy while he himself is locked up, while he himself is bound. There's a tension here, you see it. There's glory on that side, but here, there's difficulty. He says there's glory that preceded us, but here, there's hardship. Paul would say to Timothy that in the midst of all of this hardship, because you know what is coming ahead, endure. But then he makes a beautiful contrast, and that's my focus this morning. He says, though here now I'm bound, though here now I have a circumstance, though here now I have a situation, he says, but the contrast is that here and now, he says, the word of God is not bound. May I remind you today that the word of God is not bound by our circumstances. It's not bound by what we're going through. It's not bound by what we're feeling. It's not bound by our sickness. It's not bound by pandemic. It's not bound by being locked up in your home. The Word of God is free. Now, where the Word of God, the Spirit of God is, and the Scripture says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. As you're listening to this message this morning, or you're listening in the podcast, sitting in your home or in your car or far off, wherever you are, the Word of God can reach you today. For it is not confined to what you're going through and what you're facing. The Word of God can reach you right there in the hospital. The Word of God can reach you right there in your living room. And the Word of God has power to heal and deliver and set free. The Word of God has power to illuminate every bit of darkness. The Word of God, above all else, can save. We must, as Christians, understand that in this time, we might feel that we are under all types of ambivalent circumstances, but the Word of God is not. In fact, the Word of God is thriving. I heard tell from some youth that I know in the United Kingdom. They've been holding Bible studies because there's nothing else for them to do. So they said, well, let's hold some Bible studies. And as they were holding Bible studies, people from all across the country, a man in the home was listening to the Bible study. He was upstairs and he heard the way that they were talking. And having heard the Word of God that was being studied, he came downstairs after the Bible study. This was just 3 weeks ago, and said, I want what you have. May I tell you today that that man was baptized in Jesus' name and was filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. We're hearing testimonies across the world that people are being filled with the Holy Ghost. Just recently I heard from some missionaries in Brazil who said that people are being filled with the Holy Ghost on the streets at drive-by services that they're having. I'm telling you that the Word of God is not bound. It does not matter what we're facing or what we're going through. The Word of God is not bound. So today, where you are, receive the Word of God, which is able to heal you, which is able to make a way. Sitting where you are right now, if you have not yet been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost or baptized in Jesus' name, you can receive the Word of God today. If you are expecting a miracle, we as a church are believing with you that God can perform that miracle right where you are. The Word of God reach you. We loose it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So wherever you are right now, I wish that you would just lift up your hands and begin to pray and declare the Word of God into your circumstance and your situation. Because by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and the power and authority of His blood and the sovereignty of His Spirit, we loose right now the Word of God into your living room. We loose the Word of God into your body. We loose the Word of God into your mind. Be healed. Hallelujah. Be made whole in the name of Jesus, for His Word is not bound. The Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.